Welcome back to the podcast that rocks, weekly podcast that talks about news in the world of rock, metal, alternative, and everything in between. My name is Luke.
My name is Alex.
And my name is Rowan.
We're getting smoother with it. It's okay. We're getting there. Thank you guys for the patience on that. Hit the wrong go live on the wrong button. 53 likes is the goal for today to play Festival Rock or Flop. We book a random festival. Literally, the last few weeks have turned out pretty well, especially for those random dedicated festivals for the people that do super chats or for gifted sub memberships. Again, if you hit the pinned comment, it'll tell you all about that. Thank you guys. That would help out if you do that because we just did our end of month stats. Much more money comes from those like supports direct than anything ad revenue. And these two, now that they see the stats from YouTube stuff, they can attest, oh wow, YouTube can kind of screw people over. If you can't,
to put it nicely.
Yeah, if you can't, don't. We do not want to force people to have to ask neighbors for cash to donate, but you know what we mean. Thank you all for tuning in. Hope you all are doing well. As it is, we now have our main story. Well, I guess we'll just go right into it. Alex and Rowan, are either of you sports fans?
Nope. No.
No?
Sorry.
No? Awesome. Doesn't matter, though, because if you're a sports fan or not, you have to really take a backseat to Green Day, because apparently Billy Joe Armstrong is a big sports fan for Oakland. We got to take the story back just a little bit. For those who are not aware, and I'll explain this to the non-sports fans, you two. It used to be the Oakland Raiders, the football team, for a few years. Well, Las Vegas bought that out. They built a fatty, massive football stadium. And now, Oakland Raiders, it's the Las Vegas Raiders. Their second sports team. Las Vegas is a massive sports city now. Their hockey team just won the Stanley Cup only after having a hockey team for 6 years, which is pretty rare. And now they have a football team. Football team's not doing that great, but that's not the point. Massive stadium. They just had WrestleMania in this football stadium. They're doing so many great things. Well, they decided to get a baseball team. And they said, screw it. We took a team from Oakland. Let's do it again. So this is where it gets a little complicated. Because the Oakland Athletics have been around for a long time. Longer than all of us have been alive. Including the chat. You know, like, I don't even know how old everyone's in chat. Older than they are, the Oakland Athletics. Multiple World Series championships. Well, people stopped showing up. And Las Vegas said, we'll take them. So they had their last game in Oakland. It was a big, chaotic mess. Sold out game for a middle of the day. Trash being thrown on the field. Like, not streakers, but people running on the field. It was a mess. Why am I explaining all this? What the heck? Well, Oakland natives, West Coast natives, Green Day, loved Oakland, and that includes Billy Joe, who went on a fatty rant condemning everything Las Vegas related, the owners of Oakland's athletics baseball team for selling, and called Las Vegas the biggest crap hole in America and how awful it is. Now, we'll catch everyone up to this point of the story. Rowan, have you ever been to Vegas?
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay. When was the last time?
2019.
Okay, not too far. Alex, I know you've been to Vegas. Be honest. Would you call Vegas the biggest crap hole in America?
Not the biggest.
Yeah. Fair. Fair.
I mean, like, you know, it was entertaining, at least.
When also we go to Vegas, we're going to Vegas for specific reasons. You know, I go to Vegas for shows. Luke, you go to Vegas for shows. Rowan, I'm sure you go to Vegas to have fun and have a good time. And you're not going to, you know, see not awesome parts of Vegas, you know what I mean? So I frequent the fun places in Vegas.
Mm-hmm. Very fair.
The interesting parts of Vegas.
Oh, yes.
Interesting, too.
And also, Vegas is a tourist attraction, like Orlando. Now, I, having lived in Florida for 7 years, visiting Orlando is a blast. It's fun stuff to do. Living in Orlando is a nightmare. Once you see the nitty-gritty, the actual city of Orlando, woof. Vegas has spots like that, too. Yeah. Vegas is by no means the worst city in the nation. It's not the biggest crap hole by a long shot. That's what I'm getting at. I'm going to read a little excerpt from Billy Joe's rants. Highly censored. Thank you, Loudwire. We don't take no expletive from people like John Expletive Fisher, the owner of the Oakland A's, who sold out the Oakland A's to Las Expletive Vegas. I hate expletive, hate Las Vegas. It's the worst expletive hole in America. We are East Bay for life, forever Green Day, East Bay, forever. Can you feel me? And then they went into Welcome to Paradise. Now,
yeah, he's got some feelings.
He has some feelings about Vegas really gutting Oakland. And someone just said, longtime listener, he's in the chat. I also think I got to read the right one. Vegas native said in the chat, and I'm glad about this. Lifelong resident of Las Vegas here. I didn't want the Raiders or the Athletics here. I think the state government's going overboard with this, and it's unfair to Oakland. And I get that. It is unfair to Oakland. Vegas was already making so much money, and now they're making more money with sports betting internally in state. They're going to get a basketball team probably soon, too. Okay, that's enough sports talk. Okay.
It's not fair. They're going to take everything.
They will try. They have a hockey, baseball, football. Next is basketball. And they might get another team. I don't know. They got the money. That's the thing. They got the money to do it. You know what else they have the money and force to do? To stop playing Green Day on the radio stations. This is the effect of Billy Joe Armstrong's rant. As of the past week, ever since this statement was made, several stations in Vegas, including the rock and alternative stations, have banned Green Day from playing any song. That's a lot of material for those alternative stations, too. A lot. They said, nope, get out of here, Green Day.
If I may, also from that same Loudwire article, one of the DJs responded, and this was too funny for me not to to bring it up. But some guy, first of all, his radio name is Gooch, so just to give you an idea of what that person is like.
That is a Vegas radio name. Ugh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Gooch.
Yep.
Anyway, he called Armstrong old and bitter and noted that Green Day's work was paint by numbers garbage. So the guy is just basically crapping on Father of All. Yes. He's just throwing shots back at Billy Joe. It's like, at least I didn't make that album.
See,
you haven't had a good album in so long.
Yeah, see,
everybody is getting too busted up about this. First of all, getting so busted up. I know sports fans are so passionate, and I get it. I don't get the sports part of it, but I get being so passionate about your joys, the loves in your life. And if sports is that for you, I get it. You're super passionate about it. But making certain statements, that's fine. People make stupid statements when they're super heated about certain things. I think everybody's taking it way too seriously because he wasn't, in my opinion, necessarily dogging completely just on Vegas as a whole. He just had some really strong feelings about Vegas taking his beloved sports team.
Sure. And I think that's very fair, especially after seeing one of his teams already get taken by the city and then another. And then the retaliation of, well, we're not going to play your music anymore. And like wacky radio DJs dogging Green Day. First of all, that's not a new thing. The wacky DJs will do anything, you know, anything. And we'll get to the super chats at the end. Thank you, White Asylum. Yeah. My response to this, though, how long is this band going to last? Because When We Were Young's a big moneymaker. And if I'm not mistaken, Green Day has performed at When We Were Young Festival. And I'm willing to bet they'll do it again in the future because Green Day is going to make the city money.
What are they going to do? Not spin Green Day, but every, you know, spot block.
Absolutely.
Green Day. Come
no, they're just on time now, really. It's just like, yeah, we're not going to play your songs for like a month or something.
A month max, too. And they're not. And they already had an album come out this year. So the between cycles, they just got off a massively successful stadium tour. You know, they're not hurting right now. If they could just take this and laugh about it and not and have to deal with watching their team wear new jerseys in a new city. But they'll do that while buying new cars and sitting at home playing on new instruments that you just bought from the money off this tour with Smashing Pumpkins and Rancid. You know, I agree with Alex. Yeah. It's all overblown, but it is in my mind. This is coming from the professional wrestler side of me. It's really cool to see a band have a city that hates them. Just one city. The rest of the country, the rest of the world loves them. But that one city, oh, you don't want to go to that city. They hate you. See, that is such a great showbiz gimmick. Like they have to go to Vegas and deal with the crap before they get through the rest of the tour. Book Vegas shows from now on just to boo them. I think that's awesome.
I just got to say, like, kind of just like my thoughts on it. Look, to Alex's like point earlier, you can make the argument that like I'm passionate about. About like bands, how Green Day is passionate about their sports teams, or just how people are with their sports teams. But like, even when something is like going wrong, there's like a time and place. You know, it's just like you can't just like scream to a bunch of people, like, you know, who did not ask for your opinion about the situation, just to like, you know, watch you have a tantrum about it. Cause like, here's the thing, not everyone shares that same passion. So to a lot of people, you just come across as like a loon. Like, I like Slayer to Prevail and Slipknot, but if something happened with them and I had like a public meltdown, people are not going to be like sympathetic with me. It's like, dude, really? It's a band. Why do you like?
And also, it's a thing where you're doing it in a cross medium situation, music, baseball, and the business side of moving one team to another. It would be like, say, let's put this into a different perspective. For anyone that plays games, like gamers in the chat. So there's some video game companies like EA that are really rotten to like how they pay out royalties for their sports games and stuff. It would be as if Billy Joe says, I'm so fed up of EA Sports, not pulling this crap. I hate EA Sports football, bad ball. While all these fans who paid and came to see Green Day and not that don't play those games, they're going to be sitting there going, all right. So,
you know, it's a completely different audience. Also, by the way, some people are bringing up too. This is like something to consider too. Do you think people are also like bringing more attention to this because Billy Joe just has a history of just meltdowns on stage and just like online?
He has had a few. I made a video about one or included that in one.
Yeah.
And it's not the first time. And I get that he's passionate about it. This is not the worst. I still think, and I agree, that it's blown out of proportion on both sides. I do love that now Green Day has a city that hates him, like professional wrestling style. Like they can't go to that one city and without getting booed. But it's not, the band's not going to last. And when we were Young Fest, they're going to start promoting them and those radio stations. Well, what are they going to do? Are they going to go, we're not playing Green Day here, let's go to commercial. And it's a commercial for Green Day when we were Young Fest. Is that how it's going to work?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Come on now.
I just imagine when that inevitably happens, like Billy Joe's going to go to the Gucci's radio station. He's like, oh yeah, what was that about not playing my stuff anymore? What was that? Gucci?
Oh, I'm sorry. We fought the personal integrity of the Gooch in Vegas. Yeah.
And that's another thing, too. Again, I know this wasn't what Billy Joe wanted because he was just being passionate, letting us know his thoughts on his awesome sports team. But I think Vegas, the radio stations in Vegas are milking this. And I mean, can you blame them?
No.
I mean, what is the saying? Any publicity is good publicity.
We also just talked
about 3D chess move or something like that.
We also just talked about last week how Metallica leaked the Vegas performance they did for Sick New World. Oops, now you're going to want to give Vegas your money sooner. This is going to be a part of the same thing. So now when Green Day does announce a show, Vegas like residents are going to try to buy tickets as fast as possible.
The Vegas Tourism Office is behind all of this. I am convinced of it now.
They're the ones.
Oh, yeah. No, this is like all some Saul Goodman levels of manipulation.
Yeah, they're the 80s and 90s, like businessmen, like lighting a $100 bill on fire and smoking their cigar with it, like comically in a cartoon. That's what they're doing at the Vegas Marketing Business Administration for all their venues. You'll buy anything. That type of stuff. And yes, it all. Oh, goodness. All right. I'll read that one. And it's all came to a happen as soon as September ends.
Ooh.
Get it?
Give me one sec. Ah, you beat me.
Again, these two have access to the sound effects. I wanted to make sure it was fair. But there's a lot of Green Day puns. Let us know in the comments. Do you think this band's going to last? I don't. I can't see it lasting. Like
it's Green Day,
right? There's so like alternative stations rely on Green Day, whether it's Dookie or American Idiot, they rely on those albums.
Something's going to happen and they're going to be like, oh, we've got this massive interview with Green Day scheduled for everyone. And we're going to start playing them again.
You know,
massive headlining show at Raiders Stadium or something.
Yes. That is correct. It's Allegiant Stadium's the name of it, but it's like a 70,000 stadium. They had WrestleMania there. They'll have a Super Bowl there, apparently, you know, just money. That's what you need to know, everyone. Money, money, money. And Green Day is going to bring it, whether they play him or not. So, yeah. Is that enough about this? Yeah, exactly. Let's move on to some other happier / odder stuff. One thing that happened this week, and also Louder Than Life Festival. I've been to one of them. This was in Louisville, Kentucky. make your jokes however you want. My lovely wife and I, when we went, we noticed a fashion trend in Kentucky called the Kentucky Cadillac, which is where they have a huge, massive lift kit on a truck that's completely unnecessary. Like, it's just like a tiny truck, but a massive lift kit, and everybody had them. That's what they do in Kentucky. So at the drive-through, you'll see this like regular body truck, just like a little two-passenger thing on this massive lift kit, like for a monster truck at the Wendy's drive-through. It's just all over. Anyway, whatever. That's my Kentucky story. So louder than life happened, and there's a few things I want to point out. Number one, day two, completely rained out. And that sucks. That really sucks, because you know why? That was Slayer Day. That was supposed to be the second performance of Slayer's return, and Kentucky didn't get it. So,
you know, if it was raining blood, people would have been into it, though.
It rained in Chicago for their first performance, the one I was there, and people loved it. Day three and four have happened, though, in the rain and the mud. I will not show photos because it's disgusting, but people were not only having mud wrestling between bands, they were making mud angels at a public park with 40,000 people a day. And people just going, ha, 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 making mud angels. Now, keep in mind, this is a public park event with probably five with hundreds of porter potties. You do the math.
I don't want to
do the math. Think about it. We've all seen what festivals allude to. So anyway, let's talk about some good things that happened and bad things that happened. The bad thing was obviously day two didn't happen. So Slayer has cut one short reunion tour. The next one, the final one of the year, will be at Aftershock. Also DWP. Cool thing that I was made aware of by Alex and then by Rowan. We got a collaboration live, and the video is right now. I'm going to play it in slow motion so that way I don't get dinged, but it's on screen right now for everyone watching. Poppy performed with Spirit Box, and they did a cover of Soft Spine, like just a collaboration with it, and it was great. And Spirit Box put it on their YouTube channel. It's highly edited. They're having a blast. This is why festivals should promote their own work and live stuff. It's great. It's fun. Alex, you pointed it out first. What are your thoughts on this one?
I think it's awesome. So this popped up earlier today, and I was like, hell yeah. First of all, I'm super stoked that Spirit Box dropped the single a couple weeks ago. It's an awesome song.
It is.
And then seeing them do this collaboration with Poppy, I'm getting to be more and more of a fan of Poppy. Every time I see more stuff come from her, I dig this a lot. I think they did great together, and their chemistry was awesome.
I agree. Rowan?
No, yeah, kind of like, very similar to Alex's like point. Like Poppy for the last like year or two has really been kind of like working her way into metal. Mm-hmm. Like not even just like with Spirit Box, but also like the whole album where she worked with Bad Omens. That was a good album. I like that at least. And just like the performance itself, they killed it in my opinion. Like her and Courtney LaPlante, like they worked off each other like really well.
Yeah, I thought so too. Performance was great. I think Poppy was not at Riot Fest, but she's doing both the DWP festivals. I hope she continues to do this, whether she puts out a full album, which is coming out, or more EPs in 2025. She had big collaborations the past year and a half. Bad Omens, Knocked Loose, a live one with Spirit Box, and probably 10 more that I can't think of off the top of my head.
All three of those were fantastic there.
And there's variety with those too. They do not sound similar. Poppy does something different on each one. So you have someone that's versatile and that can adapt to each sound and isn't just giving the same cheesy performance. I love Andrew WK. If Andrew WK was doing collaborations everywhere, you'd get the same thing every time. I'm not saying I wouldn't love it. I'm just saying you know what you're going to get. Also, Andrew WK and Poppy, I don't care what you have to do. Get it to work. I want it, okay? I don't care what it is. Just make it. So, also, someone just said this in the chat. So, you know how Spirit Box did the remake of Megan Thee Stallion's song?
Did Cobra together, huh?
Yeah. So how about we add Poppy to that one?
Why not?
Megan Thee Stallion, Poppy, Spirit Box. I think that could work.
I think it would work. I think
they just did like they do like a metal version of WAP or something like that.
Oh, and she's screaming the lyrics. I don't know.
Ooh.
I don't know.
I'm not saying
give me an actual reason to listen to that song.
Yeah, that's true. See, now we got to do the crossover. We got to get Poppy screaming with like a Chapel Roan or Sabrina Carpenter or something. That's how you get the crossover appeal to the non-metal fans and drag them over to see what's going on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I
want just to see do guttural vocals for the H-O-T-T-O-G-O.
She's just screaming, take me hot to go, but screaming it at the top of her lungs.
Yeah. H-O-T-T. I'm not going to do this.
Somebody make it happen.
Oh, yeah. There you go. I think it works.
I know you're watching.
Oh, yeah.
Make it happen.
Chapel Road, I know you're a big fan of the podcast that rocks. By the way, Pride of Missouri, we're both Missourians. Come on. You got to do this for Missouri. I don't know.
You just have to.
I know, right? I don't know where Poppy's from. So anyway, cool stuff that happened.
I don't know.
Oh, it's Chapel Road? Oh, Poppy?
Oh, no, Poppy.
Oh, I don't think so.
I legit don't know. That was a shot in the dark.
No, you're fine. She's not Australian. I'm not positive where she's. Oh, chat, fill us in where Poppy's from. I know someone will rush to look it up while we do this. Also at Louder Than Life, there was a little bit of not controversy, but just a cause and effect again. One of the bands that could not make it for this time, claiming it was the weather, is a band that has canceled many, many times for many different reasons. Falling in Reverse said they could not make it to their Saturday performance. Now, good news, Till Lindemann of Rammstein, who was supposed to perform on Friday, the rainout day, stayed in town and said, screw it, I'll take a slot. Smart business. And he got that same time slot that he would have had anyway on Friday. Got that payday and saved the day. Good for him.
Also, probably better value for all the actual attendees, by the way.
Yeah, better stage production and design as well. Anyway.
I just mean a better overall act.
No, I agree with you.
Yeah.
I agree with you. What happened was they have posters of all the bands performing at Louder Than Life and all these other festivals too, the DWP ones. So what happened was there was a poster of Ronnie Radke's latest album. It's his mugshot and people besmirched it and degraded it, threw mud at it, blah, blah, blah. It's a picture on screen right now. It was the only one that had this happen to it. A little awkward. So they cleaned it up for Sunday and the same thing happened on Sunday. So reason I bring this up is it's one thing if you can't make it to the show, but it's another thing if people keep trying to find ways to defile your face. So apparently Kentucky not happy with Falling Under versus not showing up. So some bad things happened. Well, also, go ahead.
But with what recently happened with what we talked about a couple weeks ago, is like, oh, this stage isn't big enough. I'm not going. Like, you know, just like the fact that he like canceled on another show. I feel like there's still got to be some bad blood from that, from like the actual like general public, you know. It's correct. Like, oh, you're walking out on another show, even if it is for a more valid reason, just for the fact that it happened so soon.
Yes.
After like something so similar. Yeah.
And also with Alex, I probably don't believe him. He has played Boy Who Cries Wolf before. He said the same thing for a Florida tour dates years ago when Florida venues and tour dates proved the weather was fine, even though he said the weather won't allow us to get there. It's Florida. The weather doesn't change. It's cyclical. It's the same thing every day. Regardless, another rough thing that happened. One Ivan Moody of Five Finger Death Punch broke his ribs, fractured his ribs on during his performance. Just a wild slip and fall. That sucks. Whether you like Five Finger Death Punch or not, they were trying to perform. And that's just a rough way to get some broken ribs. Louder than life.
I think he hurt his hand too.
Ooh, how bad? I don't even know how bad he hurt his hand. If that's the case, that's rough too.
He hurt his hand and he hurt his ribs, and they had to cancel a show with Metallica coming up, I think, this weekend.
I did see that. That's not the first one they've had to cancel either. Like, they keep trying to bring Five Finger Death Punch as openers for the Metallica shows. This is, and it's, they've canceled several, not just one or two, but like quite a few. Whether it's injury, sickness. Yeah. So maybe that's rotten luck. Maybe there's more to it. But man, oh, man, this one obviously is an injury, rotten luck. But that's a big fatty, just business wise, fatty payday gone. So, yeah, that's a bummer.
You know, some of the more superstitious people in the chat are going to be like, it's a curse or something. There's something that's like some force is keeping Five Finger Death Punch from opening. From playing
with Metallica, I guess. I don't know. Well, if they're going to play with Limp Bizkit for some shows, man, oh, man. I mean, they'll play with whatever. Let's just say with that. They'll play with whatever. Rolling the dice on that one, Metallica. Really rolling the dice. Goodness. So
whatever. Not even who.
Exactly. Yeah, whatever. So that being said, we'll move on to some other stories. Another one that was brought to my attention from my co-host. For those fans of Hot Ones, we now have a versus Hot Ones in the metal community that was posted today. It is Corey Taylor versus Clown of Slipknot in a Hot Ones challenge where they answer questions. And if they true or false, like truth or dare style, and if they don't want to answer the question, they have to take a bite of the hot wing. Very fun episode. Cool stuff they talked about. It ends with a big festive finale of destroying stuff because it's Slipknot. And because this is the podcast that rocked and I don't know any better, I have some exclusive information from one Corey Taylor about this show that they recorded.
Yay.
All I did was tell him, glad you didn't die. To which he responded, I had Clown beat until they gave him a pinata to smack. At the end, he had to beat a pinata and Clown won the challenge. And also Corey said, the sauce wasn't hot. Ha ha ha. So for all you hot ones, controversy and drama lovers out there, there you go.
Corey Taylor exposing hot ones.
Well, he said,
watching the act.
Yeah, go ahead. He saw the same thing. Yeah.
Watching the like actual like video, it was hilarious that like, first of all, Clown didn't want to take out the mask, so he would like lift it up and then like eat.
Yes.
But then like because he was still wearing the mask, like the heat from the hot wings would just like kind of like bounce back and
forth. It's a little funny. It's
wouldn't like funny. Vent. Yeah. And he was like complaining about it. We all know what you
Gotcha. Also, Corey, like in the video says, Corey's like, this actually tastes pretty good. So,
I'll tell you, I got some of that last dab experience hot sauce. It is hot, but it is tasty.
Okay.
I have friends who have tried it's a couple of like, these sauces.
Yeah.
It's not unbearable. There are certain sauces that people buy just for like the pain or something. Like it's like a challenge or something.
Yes.
No, and see, that's no fun. I like a little bit of taste with my pain. You got to have both.
Yeah.
Nice about balance.
No, yeah, but there are people who buy it for the pain. It's like
there are those like novelty hot sauce stores that have that stuff. You need flavor with the heat. As long as there's flavor to it, it's fine. That's the whole point. So
I forget the name of the brand, but one time in college, one of my buddies bought like one of those novelty hot sauces, and it had like a nuclear bomb on the label.
Yeah.
And the thing in my house was that like the challenge was take a teaspoon of it. One of my friends does that and he's in the bathroom reeling for like 5 minutes, just coughing his lungs out. It was horrible.
That sounds about right. Yeah. So yeah.
It's not sound fun. No.
Right. It'll be on rock.net for this week's podcast post. Also, you can find it on YouTube just on the First We Feast, the Hot Ones Challenge website, 14 million subs. It's only been posted for 7 hours, but already has over 200,000 views. So pretty good. Good views for Slipknot. Awesome to see. Thank you very much also, member for 1 month. Thank you very much. We hit 53 likes. We will be doing Festival Rock or Flop and have at least one dedicated festival. So we're getting two festival days at least. Thank you so much for doing that, guys. It does help out a ton. As we move on, we talked about Oasis. We talked about their comeback. Well, for those of you not wanting to have to spend tons of money going to Ireland or the UK or to England to see those huge Wembley shows, they're coming to North America like we predicted in 2025. In a true North American tour, they're coming to Canada, three shows in the United States and one also in Mexico City. Now, why am I bringing this up? Okay, obviously they're going to come to North America. That's money. Oasis is back, blah, blah, blah. Here's the thing. The ticket prices had to be addressed because this will be a Ticketmaster Live Nation show in football stadiums, including Soldier Field in Chicago. And as you can imagine, tickets have already started being bought out before they're even available by bots. And these tickets are going to get so expensive that Oasis made a statement saying Ticketmaster's dynamic pricing model will not be applied to the forthcoming sale of tickets to Oasis concerts in North America. The dynamic pricing stuff, that's what Taylor Swift tickets had, all that stuff. It's brutal. Oasis is trying to fight it, but now the tickets are already being claimed by bots. It's going to be a mess. So I'm not going to read the whole statement. All I'm saying is if you buy your tickets from a third party, StubHub or SeatGeek or whatever, man, you better hope that the show happens and that you actually get your seats because it's going to get ugly.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
If I'm correct, the shows will be New York, L.A., Chicago. I could be wrong about that. I just know Chicago was the one because that's where they were saying some of the bots were starting to attack already. I like to say attack because that's kind of what they're doing. I can see these tickets going in the thousands and tens of thousands for floor seats up close at a football stadium to see the return of Oasis after so many years. So, and yeah, also good for Oasis. It's not often we can compliment the brothers on being adults and trying to help, but good for Oasis. Now, I also pose this question to Alex and Rowan. Do you think one of these tickets will become more valuable because one of these shows will be the fist fight show, whether it's in Europe or North America? One of the shows will have the Gallagher brothers finally get fed up and fist fight each other. Do you think that will help ticket sales? And if so, are we betting on which show it would be at?
Well, I don't know. Before or after it happens?
By the way, if they fight during a show, then you would have to assume that they would probably cancel future shows, right?
Correct.
That's what I'm thinking.
And also,
my thought is also, is Luke trying to gamble here? Show are we going to have?
We just talked about Vegas. I think
I'm not a betting man, but honestly, this is something people will bet on. And the betting sites, like all the sports casino gambling sites, the online gambling stuff you see on TV all the time, they would try to make something for something like this. Will the Gallagher brothers fight at the Chicago show? Bet on $25 with a parlay, blah, blah, blah. You know, all that stuff. They would totally try to sell
people
that.
People bet on everything nowadays. It's weird what we now like. I wouldn't put it past me. You're right. There's no denying someone's going to like make this like a bet, but then like, you know, like getting down to like the show or something. Oh my gosh.
Now I'm just going
to
wait and see.
I would assume it'd have to be like,
yeah. Like again,
in this hypothetical scenario.
Yeah. MetLife.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. MetLife. So, is that New Jersey? I mean, they have them all. They have all the added tour dates. Yeah. So, for all the added dates, along with the ones you already know about, like the big ones in London, Ireland, added Toronto, Chicago, East Rutherford, New Jersey, Pasadena, California, Mexico City, and then back to Wembley Stadium for two more nights. Keep in mind, if the fist fight happens in the States, no other additional Wembley shows. That's something to think about, too.
You're giving all those casinos more ideas, Luke.
I am. I don't want a cut of gambling prop. If I'm going to take money, screw it. I want the greedy gambling companies to pay me. I don't want to earn money off gambling, but if they're going to have to give away money, I'll take that.
Okay, in this hypothetical like sort of like thing where it's like we are going to bet on a supposed fight happening, I'm going to say four shows in, whatever the venue is after the fourth show. I feel like by that point, all like the tiny like sort of like things that the brothers do just like in general that piss each other off, it's going to come to a head.
Okay,
just give it time. Let it fester.
Soft count. I could be wrong on this because I was counting way too fast. 24 dates in 2025. 24 starting 4th of July in Cardiff and then ending September 28th. So four dates. Man, that would really put a wrench in a lot of things, but still, it could happen. Also, someone said in the comments, they're going to pull a Jane's Addiction and that's how it's going to happen. That's rough. So it sucks, but that's rough. Also, update, quick update about that. Apparently, more broke out. The technicians, like the techs, guitar techs and stuff like that, at that Jane's Addiction show in Boston, they said they had proof, too, that Farrell tried to throw another swing at Dave Navarro backstage that. They're done. Why would you even want to do that? They're done. They're done. All right. I don't know.
That was nail in the coffin.
Connected too, so it's
on Instagram. Oh, sorry.
Yes, exactly.
I even like saw on Instagram someone like another one of the techs. He like isolated the vocals of the show, so you just hear the vocals, and he's not singing the song. He's just cussing out the other band members. He's just yelling "F them," stuff like that. You know, just like completely unhinged.
Yeah.
More, it just made it more sad.
Yes. Again, I just don't see them coming back. So moving on to good news. Again, we like to talk about good news on this podcast. The Cure are returning. I'm a fan of The Cure. I always have been since I was a kid when I didn't really understand the albums. Their first new album in 16 years comes out this year, and they just released their latest new single. First one in a long, long time called Alone. And it's great. Out of a sea of so many comebacks and bands reuniting and all this other stuff, The Cure said, "Oh, don't forget about us." Blah, 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 blah. I can't do impressions, but you get what he sounds like. You know. So
don't do that again. You don't let me do mine. You can't do yours.
Not even close to Robert Smith.
Oh, I didn't say I was good at impressions. I've said many times I'm bad at him, but still, you get what he sounds like.
That's no,
what
that was an attempt. You gave him like a cockney, like bruiser accent.
It wasn't
like
that
the exact opposite.
It wasn't that cut. Oh, I'm Robert Smith. I'm governor. You know, see, I didn't do that.
Luke, stop.
Wait a minute. Why did all our British listeners just close out of the chat right away? What's going on? So,
oh, man.
But yeah, new album comes out later this year. I'm super excited about that. Very cool stuff from that. The new song will also be on rock.net with this podcast episode. One thing I wanted to ask about live with both of you on here. For the podcast going forward, I think we should have, would we post it? And we could talk about this off chat too, but it doesn't really matter. We should have a song of the week that we all decide on, or at least suggest.
Ooh.
So that way, when we share out the link on socials, we can say podcast song of the week and put artist song and tag the artist and, you know, promote music and actually promote a song we like and chat and engage in that too and all that too. So that way, the following day, when we put it on the podcast forums, there's actually a song we could recommend every week. That makes sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll give you my recommendation for this week, Spirit Box, Soft Spine.
Okay, fair enough. With Poppy, I'm assuming the actual Poppy version?
Yeah, but that one's only on YouTube. There's not an actual released version of that.
Fair. I mean, they probably will, because they put it on their YouTube. So I'm also willing to bet, like, I can at least link it to YouTube as well, at least on the page. So I'll figure something.
I mean, like sometimes live shows become albums or like songs. So
yeah,
they could put that on streaming services. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, someone just said I'm canceled in Britain on Reddit. Oh, I had a good run. Whatever. Hey, we'll get it back into other audiences. Canada probably still likes us. Maybe. I don't know.
Thanks a lot, Luke.
I'm working on it. Canada still likes us fine. France is lovely, I hear. You went to Europe. You got the European audience.
That's what I'm saying. You just lost half of them for me. I worked hard, okay? I worked hard all those weeks.
Not all of Europe, just one country. It's fine.
Never. Yeah, but that's where all the good bands are in.
Oh, there's other good bands in Europe. Come on now. Go cheer us from France.
Just a couple.
Just a few. Sweden kind of owns the metal demographic, by the way, for bands they pump out every month. So,
yeah, but Britain has legacy.
Oh, yeah, great. Legacy. That doesn't mean it's always good. Oasis has legacy. You want to talk about all their great up past and everything? Ugh. Moving on. Sorry, Britain. We'll apologize in writing later. Or at least I will. I guess these two haven't really done anything. I'll make a written apology somehow. In other news that I was made aware of, for the nu metal fans of the early 2000s, the band El Nino will be without a singer, or at least they're moving forward without their singer, as they made a public post saying they have separated and split amicably with Marcos Liel. If anyone who's listened to El Nino, like, I was always familiar with their stuff, even if I was never a diehard, that's a unique vocalist to replace.
So what was interesting too is that, like, it was like what, the third week of our show that we talked about Tommy Vex filling in for the vocals.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. Tommy Vex is looking for work. So
yeah, no, that's like people in the article, people were like theorizing if Tommy Vex would be like the new, like, sort of like replacement, because like, according to El Nino, the band, they also said like, oh, hey, this double EP we're releasing has a bunch of like guest stars. Like,
oh yeah.
So it's still not out yet. We don't know. But who knows? That could be alluding to something.
If it was amicable, like truly, and they knew it was going to happen that way, maybe they haven't been really that open about it. It could have been something where he was planning to leave in the first place and they were just testing stuff out and having fun with it. If they went full board and had Tommy Vex sign on and Tommy Vex stopped doing his newsletters about how he's a victim to the woke mob, would that work out in El Nino's favor? And again, they've been friends long before pandemic and before that too. So it's not anything like that. So I don't know. It's hard to say.
They've been friends since the beginning. But I mean, that tour already happened.
It did.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah, it ended like a week ago. So if they're not already like, Tommy, you want the gig? And he's looking for work actively. Maybe it didn't go awesome. I don't know. I wasn't there.
I don't know either. I didn't see the show. So
Maybe they're trying to like hold out on the announcement or something if they do have a new lead singer lineup.
Yeah. Maybe that's it too. And they're going to be at Aftershock as well. We look forward to seeing you on our Anelia Familia, representing our upcoming festivals, Louder Than Life, Aftershock, and New Metal Revolution. I do not know of the latter, but they'll be at Aftershock. And yeah, we'll get an actual update, they said, from Marcos eventually. So we shall see. We shall see. And we now go on to probably the most forward-looking sections of our stories in this week. First, we'll talk about upcoming tours with Alex. Alex, do you have any upcoming tours you would like to discuss and talk about?
We didn't mention this. It was announced a while ago. Silverstein are celebrating their 25th anniversary with the 25 Years of Noise tour featuring Thursday and Split Chain. That's going to be awesome.
That's the heavier tour. Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be fun. And Carrie King is the big one that got announced earlier.
Yes.
Carrie King is actually going to do his first ever solo tour, headlining tour.
Yes.
So he's got a bunch of dates set for North America throughout 2025. And this is going to be super rad.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are really stoked about this. And I have to share something I learned about Carrie King recently on this, because Carrie King and his solo stuff, if you've ever heard the rumors that Phil Anselmo was going to be the front man for this, the Suits wanted that so hard and they kept pushing it for years and years and years. I didn't know that. And I had never even thought of that. That's a wild picture to put in your brain.
It
Phil
is.
Phil Anselmo fronting Carrie King.
It is, but it also does kind of make sense from that time period, you know, late 80s, early 90s. There are fitting connecting pieces for that. I just saw that Carrie King show when he was supporting the Lamb of God Mastodon tour in the summer. It was fun, and he plays a lot of Slayer stuff. So for those who couldn't make one of the Slayer reunion shows, you totally get your fill seeing Carrie King live, because he will cover the hits.
Oh, yeah.
And also, if I'm correct, that Carrie King tour is playing with Alien Weaponry, if I'm correct.
I lost the support.
No, you're fine. Fun metal three-piece band from New Zealand. They're a young band, too. Like, they formed right out of high school. So they're pretty, heavy stuff, though. A lot of fun. Any other tours off the top of your head? Or that you know of?
Let's see. Well, Saxon is going to be, we got to get back our European fan base. Saxon are going to be playing their 1980 sophomore album, The Mighty Saxon.
Yes.
So they're celebrating the 45th anniversary of their sophomore album released in 1980. Mm-hmm. It is Wheels of Steel, and they are going on tour for that one in Europe. So that'll be a ton of fun for our overseas fans.
Very nice. We do have them.
Yes. Stoked. Mm-hmm. And Testament are currently on tour, but a kind of fun tour side note. They just released a new brew. They teamed up with a brewery and they have a new West Coast IPA inspired by legendary thrash.
That is
like beer.
Yeah, that is a Testament thing to do. I mean, if you
want to make thrash into an IPA,
I don't know. If you love 80s thrash, you probably love beer. Probably.
Yes.
So also
craft beer, though.
That's true. Ooh, yeah. IPAs may not be the standard for the 80s thrash fans. That's true. Hard sell, but I'm sure they could pull it off.
It's a West Coast IPA inspired by thrash. It's going to taste beautiful.
I'm pretty sure most IPAs coming from the West Coast. Yeah. I don't know. Man, with hints of cigarette butts and tobacco spilled in every bottle.
Takes me back to the heyday.
I could smell the sweat and the weed.
You could smell the dirty venue in every bottle. Chef's kiss. Yes. Okay. Before we go, I know we're going to run out of time, but we're going to go over 5 minutes because we have the technical delays and stuff. Fun story time. I don't know if I told this to Alex and Rowan. I know I've told my chat occasionally this over the years. Craziest thing I ever saw. And thank you so much for the super chat. We'll read them at the end. Craziest thing I ever saw at a festival while I was working as a photographer, 2015, Testament. Okay, this was Welcome to Rockville 2015. Mosh pit was going, bonkers day in stanky hot Florida. Everyone was sunburned and sweaty, blah, blah, blah. Pregnant woman in a bikini tried to jump into the mosh pit. Now, when she walked in and tried to bump into people, everyone that saw her froze instantly. They did the what? Like, didn't know what to do. And then she just looked at
like, no.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah. Like, everyone sobered up like that. And then, as soon as they saw her, she went, ugh, and then just turned around and walked away. Now, how do I know she was pregnant? Her belly button was protruding. She had to have been 8 months into it. She was ready to pop.
Oh, she was that. She was showing that much. Oh my God.
Oh yeah, she pink, like it was a pink bikini. Everyone knew she was pregnant. You know. So,
but why?
Oh, if I knew that, I'd have so many other answers for you. I did not go talk to her. I was behind the barricade, and I distinctly remember thinking, I got to get out of here. And I just went to shoot Hailstorm after that. So,
Am I the only one who feels bad for the kid? Like, your mother is the type of woman who is willing to go into a mosh pit 8 months pregnant.
Correct. With you. And it also makes me believe. This is very presumptuous. That type of person might have been drinking while pregnant at the heavy at the rock and metal festival in Jacksonville, Florida. So, oh, and my wife just said in chat, how to induce labor. Maybe that was a doctor recommendation, you know, spicy foods, wall sits, mosh pits, you know.
Yeah.
Testament.
Yeah, testament.
I need the shit out of me. I gotta go do stuff. What get else should
kid,
I do?
Get this kid out of
the
me.
Mother so is go like, party I want with my
the rest of the festival.
Ugh. Oh no! The mother is just like, I want my child's first memory or the first thing they hear is testament.
Ooh, yeah. You could just, you know, get an iPod at the time or just play it on your phone for baby. No, I want it live. Like, okay, well, all right.
Yeah, no.
It hits different.
I am breeding a metalhead right here.
My baby's not a poser. He's going to be real and born into the metal world. It's like, okay, mom. Okay. So
he's going to be indoctrinated day one, literally.
memories. Okay. If we're done with tours, we'll move on to upcoming albums to look forward to this Friday, which is October 4th.
We have a couple of notable entries. Not all of them are good. Spoiler alert. First of all, we got The Smile with Cutouts. The Smile is the side project of Radiohead's Tom York and Johnny Greenwood. I don't know how the chat feels about Radiohead, but I like Radiohead, so I thought they were worth mentioning.
I do, too.
This one became a deep rabbit hole for me. The band is called Tism, and they are releasing an album called Deaf to Art. Do not at me about the name. It stands for This is Serious, Mom. But I had never heard of these guys before, and I'm like, first of all, they're all like, it's like a GWAR, Sleep Token, whatever anonymous band crap you want to like say. Like all the guys wear masks, they hide their identities, and like they all have like pseudonyms. But like I had never heard of these guys before, and I listened to one song of theirs so far. It is called Old Man River. The lyrics, I have them written up here. It is literally just this on repeat. I'm on the drug, I'm on the drug, I'm on the drug that killed River Phoenix. That over and over again. And
this is Serious Mom, where they don't want to show their faces so they don't get grounded, and they sing about being on the drug that killed River Phoenix. Okay. River Phoenix. Okay.
By the way, let me... these are the pseudonyms of this band. I don't know if I can get away with saying some of this stuff, but I'll just say... I'll give you just, like, some of them. Jock Cheese...
What?
Eugene De La Hot Croy Bun, John St. Penis, Les Miserables, Vladimir Lenin McCartney. I'm not done.
You're getting close to done if these are the names that were given off. Ugh.
Vladimir Lenin McCartney.
What?
And
it's absurd.
I'm not making this up. Look this up. Look this up if you don't believe me. I swear
don't want
to
this
God,
in my
I didn't
search
say
history.
Make up a single
no.
thing. Again, deep rabbit hole.
Okay.
And then, on a more positive note, going back to albums, it's not a new album, but Reprise, the record label, they're re-releasing Crack the Sky by Mastodon for a celebration of the album's 15th anniversary. There it's going to be two vinyls. One's going to be the original album. The other's going to be the instrumentals. So, you know, Goes to Corellia. Another reason to just blast that at full volume.
Very cool.
Yeah.
See, that's my
matter. And finally, you're going to hate me for this. Get the booze ready.
Okay.
This Friday, we have been dreading it for weeks now. Motley Crue's canceled EP.
I forgot.
Run for the hills, Chet.
I actually thought the EP already came out after we got the Beastie Boys cover. So, okay.
Run, Chet. Run and do not look back.
Canceled, right? The name of the EP is canceled.
Canceled. Yes. Yes. I know.
Do we need to have a rescue already. Mission for John 5? Like, get him out of there.
He made his choices.
I know. Well, obviously he has. Obviously, we have to help him out if we care about him, though. We can get a rescue.
No. You know, that's we should.
I saw Rob Zombie's last performance of 2024. It was a blast. Everyone loved it. I don't think those vibes are going to happen at Motley Crue come anytime soon at the live shows. So, woof.
Yeah.
So, first, we're going to go through some super chats. Thank you very much to the people that donated. Helps out a ton. I'm going to do these somewhat briefly because, again, we're running over time because technical difficulties. And it took me 3 minutes for my own difficulties. I can't even call them technical, just my own personal difficulties getting everything started. From White Asylum, the radio stations that banned Green Day after calling Vegas that were pretty much the only ones promoting their new album. Aw. Aw.
Ooh.
Saviors back in January. Available now, everybody. Actually, I enjoyed it for what it was, too. I enjoyed it fine. From Kaylee Riley, out of all the things that could have been banned from this, for this is the one. Also, okay, that's what they're saying. Of all the things you could have been banned for, this is the one. Also, it would be much more brutal, but what if they decided instead of a band only playing 1 minute of each song? Oh, because it's Green Day and they had the whole 1 minute meltdown. I'm assuming that's what that's about.
Yeah.
If you've never seen that before,
Green Day goes out in infamy.
Yeah. For those who are not aware, Green Day had an infamous performance on TV, like the Billboard or Music Award. It was one of those TV shows, and they only gave Green Day like a minute to blast through one of their songs. This was a medley. And he just said, screw it, only 1 minute. You know who we are. And he had a big blah, blah, blah. So from the Lorenzo Edits, we hit 53 likes, folks. Thank you. And they did re-up their membership. Thank you. Woohoo! Festival Rocker Flop rules. Thank you for re-upping your membership. Very much appreciated. And hey, everyone, loving the podcast. Keep up the good work from JSON333. That's very kind of you to do that with Super Chat. Thank you very much. Now, Kaylee Riley, you get a festival. Alex and Rowan, are you ready to book a festival?
Yes.
Okay. Hell yeah.
We have a pretty good record going right now. The last couple weeks, at least last two, we have not had any absolute hot garbage. 3 weeks maybe, but the last 2 weeks, no. And that's saying something, because last week we had like 4 nights worth of shows to book. So for those who are not aware, if we hit our light goal, we play Festival Rock or Flop, where we book a festival at random, 5 bands, 1 day. This is like a radio station festival, and we three are in the business to make money. However, we will ask the chat, would you come to this festival? And we'll read off the results. I got everything ready, I believe. Alex and Rowan, you ready for me to hit the button?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do it.
First up for Rocks Festival. This is day one.
Green Day.
And then they're in here. And then Kaylee Riley Festival. Kaylee Festival or Riley Festival? Which one do you want to go with? I don't care either way. You know what? Let's do Kaylee. First name, Kaylee Festival. This is Rocks Festival. First one. Band number one, Poison. We're going back to the later era of hair metal and glam rock.
Ooh.
Every rose has its thorn.
At least it's a big name.
It
you
is.
Know?
Oh, Brett Michaels still draws. He still gets those ladies to come to pay money. So,
I mean, we've all seen Rock of Love. It's good.
I know. He's going to bring all those ladies that were on Rock of Love. They could just show up and buy a ticket and then we'd be set, because that's a lot of ladies right there.
Yeah. Remember,
you could make that like a competition for like the new season. Be like, OK, whoever wins, like, whoever looks like the most enthusiastic, like, you know, in the crowd gets to go on a date.
Yeah. Yeah. For their performance. Ooh, that's dangerous, though. At a Poison show, the ladies like catfighting each other to get close to like to reach for his bandana on stage and grab it from him.
It would be a Thunderdome scenario, and I am all for it.
It's a terrible idea, but as a photographer, I do appreciate the artistry of it. Band number two, Hatebreed. This is already going for a different direction. So, Hatebreed and Poison. Boy, is that wild. There's a collaboration. Band number three, Killswitch Engage.
Okay.
Honestly, for a radio station like festival, this is still kind of meshing a little bit. I can see it working.
Hatebreed and Poison are like the two different sides of the spectrum, and Killswitch is like the middle.
Sure. And Killswitch is a big enough name to really draw them into. Number four, Parkway Drive.
All right.
This is a very metalcore heavy show now.
It definitely is, with Poison. So Bret Michaels has to do a metalcore something. And number five. Alter Bridge. You know what? This is like a perfectly typical heavy music festival for five bands. I see it working, though. I mean, I see it making money.
This is a really solid lineup. Yeah.
It is. Yeah. There's no one I would go, oh, heck no, I'm going to concessioner. I'm showing up early. No, I would. Oh, as my wife just said, do we get Parkway Drive's pyro? I will say yes. It's the full pyro spectacle that Parkway Drive does in Europe and Australia. Sure. That's fine. If they want to bring it over, we'll do it. So asking in chat now. And while I'm doing that, Alex, would you go to Rocked Festival for this time?
I would. Yes.
Awesome. Rowan.
I am down. Yeah.
Nice. Poison, KSE, PWD for Parkway Drive, and Hatebreed. I am also. There's nothing that would tell me no. Also, four of the five bands are frequents on DWP festivals anyway. They're just adding Poison to it. By the way, Poison will make money. So I'm down for this. It'd be a fun show. I'm totally going good for it. I don't know who would headline.
I think we'd have to let Poison headline.
I feel like Killswitch Engage.
Between Killswitch and Poison? Okay. See, if this was overseas in Europe, it'd be Alter Bridge instantly. No question.
I would say Poison would be like the opener because like just stylistically, they're like the most different from all the other bands.
See,
Killswitch would be like the closer.
See, I don't know if he'd open for, he's not going to open for these bands. That's the thing. When he was like on the Def Leppard Motley Crue tour in 2022, he opened for both of them. That he'll do.
Yeah.
I don't know if he'd open for,
flip-flopped on that one.
Yes. I don't know if they'd open for Alter Bridge. See, if this was UK or Europe, Alter Bridge would get the headline spot instantly and it'd sell a ton because they're the ones playing arenas over there in Europe and UK. But in the US, they're not as big. So take that for what it's worth. So, to the chat, a lot of people saying, they said, from the footage I've seen, Parkway Drive looks absolutely insane. They sound good live. All right.
Yeah.
96% said, or excuse me, 91% said yes. Ooh. High percentage. Very nice. Thank you for voting. We now go to Kaylee Festival. Thank you again, Kaylee Riley, for the donation. Here we go. Kaylee Fest, we want something good for you. High percentage to beat, but still, we just want a good festival for you. Kaylee, here's what we got. Band number one, Cain Hill. Are either of you two familiar with Cain Hill?
I like Cain Hill.
No.
Okay. They've been quiet for the last year or two.
What type of music?
Okay, so they're a cross between nu metal and metalcore. Their debut came out in 2016. Okay. They got good stuff and they started getting more serious with it. They've been quiet for the last like year or two, but they're going back on tour. Good stuff out of New Orleans.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, they got
just
really
genre wise. That sounds like my speed. So, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So Cain Hill. Yeah. Number one. Number two, Nine Inch Nails. Kaylee Fest is going to sell tickets.
Yes.
It's not even close. Kaylee Fest is going to sell a lot of tickets. So.
I'm already telling you right now, I'm already saying yes because of Nine Inch Nails.
Yeah, it's going to take something like a qualifier or one of our like rules to remove them or something, but I doubt that's going to happen at this point. So, number three.
Don't say never, man.
Kiss. That's awesome. Nine Inch Nails and Kiss. Imagine on the same show. Ooh, would it be the holograms or would it be the band?
Oh, no.
I did have the rule of the band like remains to be seen. I don't know. The hologram Kiss opening for Nine Inch Nails is a little bit of Schadenfreude and it's kind of perfect somehow. So I don't know. We'll see.
Trent Reznor can turn it into some artistic statement.
Oh, absolutely. And also it would make money. Let's be honest, this Kaylee Fest is a way bigger budget festival than Rocked Fest was by a long shot. So, number four, Queens of the Stone Age.
Okay.
Fits right with Nine Inch Nails, too, like just for some of the people that have been a part of it. Man, I'm not saying Rocked Fest was weak. I'm just saying it looks small in comparison. So
Haley Fest slaps.
Haley Fest is a big spectacle now. Suck it, Coachella. Okay. Number five, Sum 41, who is on their final farewell tour as it is, going to say goodbye with Nine Inch Nails and Kiss and Queens of the Stone Age and Cain Hill.
I mean, besides Cain Hill, this was a big name festival. Honestly, is at least making money. This is making bank.
Cain Hill would be a great opener for Nine Inch Nails too, the way the sound fits. But also, I can't see anyone looking this lineup, at least that listens to the podcast, and would go, I don't know. Yeah. Alex, your thoughts on Riley Fest?
This is an awesome festival, and I am going.
Okay. Rowan, your thoughts on Riley Fest?
I'm going just like hearing Song of the Dead, like Song for the Dead. That has got to be the best drum intro of any song ever. Fight me on that.
Okay. Poll is open. Please vote in the chat. That would help. Yeah. My wife is even saying in the chat, that's an amazing lineup. So yeah, no bad acts here. By the way, two festivals booked back to back at random and they all worked out really well. Isn't that nice? I have crap in this folder, guys. Everyone's seen it. There is trash in this folder. We went pretty much 10 bands in a row and nothing's miserable. So I like it.
Oh, yeah.
A few more seconds.
Nothing's a killer.
No. Nothing's brutal. We didn't get last week. We got one of the qualifiers where we had to remove a band. This time we didn't get one of those. So someone called it Awesome Fest. Yeah. Do you guys see what I'm saying, though? Rocks Fest is fine for a radio station festival, but this is like a huge event. So Nine Inch Nails and Kiss does warrants like at least a full size arena, small stadium, whatever you want to call it. So a few more seconds as we wrap things up. I know we're over time again. I apologize for running over. Thank you guys for the donations. Thank you guys for all this. Very much appreciated. Let's get to here. Ending the poll by a slim margin. 92% said yes.
Riley, you said slim margin. I was thinking, was there a lot of people who said no to this? Because what the hell is wrong with them?
No, 7%. 50-50. Yeah, maybe it was the Kiss Avatar thing. Maybe that was just like, heck no, I'm not going to see that. Woof. It's like, okay, I'd still go. Nine Inch Nails. Come on, man. Have you ever seen them live?
Oh, yeah.
It's killer. So, yeah. That being said, I want to thank you all for hanging out with us. We know we had some technical difficulties. They'll be removed on the podcast forum. If you see it on YouTube, leave a comment, laugh about it, whatever. But answer the questions, too. Like, what do you think about the Green Day situation? What do you think of if you were at Louder Than Life? Whatever it might be. Thank you so much for the super chats this time and the people that re-upped their memberships during the podcast. Stuff like that helps out a ton. Thank you also for attending Rockfest and Riley Fest. Helps to know we're booking random festivals to the best of our ability. Alex, do you have anything you'd like to address the crowd with before we go to your final thoughts?
I'm wearing a Starbenders t-shirt today, and Starbenders just released a new single called Tokyo, and it's awesome. I highly recommend you check it out.
Tokyo, like the city in Japan? Tokyo by Starbenders. I played Starbenders on some of the old new music streams. Fun band. Check it out. Rowan, do you have anything you would like to promote or address the crowd with?
Just want to say I'm repping my band today. We just had our first show on Friday. And fun fact, I got hit in the head on that at that show. So, yeah.
Very nice. You're on the way to becoming a true rock star. When your first show, you got injured at.
Oh, yeah.
That's definitely an autobiography chapter right there. So thank you very much. Gretchen, you don't have to put that in the chat. Ridiculous. Gretchen.
Happy birthday, Luke.
It's not today.
Happy birthday in a couple days, Luke.
Yes.
Happy very birthday. Much.
Thursday Delayed. Is my birthday. Thank you, everyone, for early preemptive birthday wishes. Thank you very much. So that being said, for those who are not aware, Rock Coliseum will be happening on October 23rd. It was originally going to be tomorrow, but real life events came and happened. We had to postpone a few weeks. So it'll be Wednesday, October 23rd on this channel. We'll promote it. It's always a lot of fun. Many of the people in the chat know what Rock Coliseum is all about. It's a mess and ridiculous, and we've been doing it for years. So there's a lot of form and structure that we try to make on this podcast. Rock Coliseum, eh? So that being said, also, next video, someone just said in the chat, can we get 50 cards for Luke now?
One card was fine.
Ha ha ha! You think I'm turning 50?
I was open to interpretation.
Real quick,
yeah. Go ahead.
Just real quick.
Fine.
You earned that one, Ellie.
Yes. Yes. That being said, yeah, Luke is getting old. Yeah, everyone's getting old. That's not a joke. Everyone's getting old in the exact same way. So, also, I just recorded today the video footage of 10 more bands that had crazy meltdowns on stage. The video that I made 5 years ago hit 1 million views. That is still ridiculous to me. So I found 10 more bands that had a ridiculous, wild meltdown, and some of them are warranted. And now I wanted to say this on screen to get someone's reaction. One of the bands that had something crazy happen to him and caused a meltdown that was warranted, Shirley Manson from Garbage. What happened was in Portugal in 2012 on their return tour, someone decided to throw a cup of beer at Shirley Manson from the crowd onto stage.
That's warranted.
It was the best rant addressing this guy. One of them was a straight up mafia boss call out saying, I can have the whole crowd separate and point you out, security drag you out right now. And then she also said, I'm a vegetarian and I'm so mad I can eat meat.
I love that. Don't mess with Shirley. You do not mess with the
and
queen.
I make a point of that in the video. Why would you throw something at Shirley Manson? It doesn't make sense. So
yeah, as far as like reasons to have a meltdown, that's valid.
Exactly. And some of those are valid on this video. Like one of them is Kiss. Speaking of them, someone was pointing a laser pointer at Paul's eyes for like 20 minutes in the 90s. And it's like, okay, I'd be a little upset too. So
yeah.
That being said, thank you guys so much for sticking with us in overtime. We much appreciate it. Please tell your friends, leave comments. I'll try to respond to every comment that's left on the YouTube page. Finally, we go to Alex's farewell. What do you have for us today, Alex?
What kind of horse does a ghost ride?
I feel like I could get this if I think about it.
Don't think too hard.
I don't know. What?
To my nightmare.
Oh, gosh.
I hate you. Oh, my God.
A nightmare. I guess you're right. Don't think about it too hard. I that was my fault for thinking about it. Period. The nightmare. Woof. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Alex will be riding her horse away to the sound of that foghorn.
Happy Halloween.
It's October 1st. What do you mean, Happy Halloween?
Oh, October is Halloween.
We're celebrating early.
It's
officially Halloween season.
Another one of those.
Everyone, set up your decorations, get your pumpkin spice lattes, and let's reel in the spooky season.
Oh, we got dad jokes. We got dad jokes and pumpkin spice. This podcast sure is for the rock and metal crowd.
There's got to be some overlap between metal fans, pumpkin spice latte drinkers.
There is. My wife specifically.